Halls by Louis Sachar.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Sherry, Jessica, Laurie, Kathleen, and Emily. And to Judy Allen, a fifth-grade teacher from whom we can all learn. Part 1. You are entering Camp Green Lake. Chapter 1. There is no lake at Camp Green Lake. There was once a very large lake here, the largest lake in Texas. That was over 100 years ago. Now it's just a dry, flat wasteland. There used to be a town of Green Lake as well. The town shriveled up and dried up along with the lake, and the people who lived there. During the summer, the daytime temperature hovers around 95 degrees in the shade, if you can find any shade. There's not much shade in a big, dry lake. The only trees are two old oaks on the eastern edge of the lake. A hammock is stretched between the two trees, and a log cabin stands behind that. The campers are forbidden to lie in the hammock. It belongs to the warden. The warden owns the shade. Out on the lake, rattlesnakes and scorpions find shade under rocks and in the holes dug by the campers. Here's a good rule to remember about rattlesnakes.